Oh no! Oh no! Shouted my son early one morning. I was busy in the kitchen getting school lunches ready when I heard his scream again. Oh, Mom! It's broken! It's broken! And after that, all I could hear was my 5-year-old son sobbing. I ran upstairs and found him sitting on his bed, holding the pieces of his favorite toy airplane in his hands and crying. He looked up and said, Mom, my favorite toy fell off the shelf. Now it's broken. Again.
Hello, and welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Tammy, and I'd like to finish telling you what happened to my friend Tita's son's favorite toy.
Well, he must have really loved it because he sounded heartbroken.
It was amazing how this simple, cheap, plastic toy had given her son so much pleasure. They had given it to him for his birthday the year before. He'd played and played with it so much, a few times in the past it had broken, but her husband had managed to fix it. She tried to comfort him. Don't worry, darling, she said. Remember that every other time Daddy fixed it for you. So tonight, when he gets home, we'll ask him to fix it again. You're right, Mom. He always fixes it for me, he said. Wiping away his tears with his hand, he fully trusted in his father's ability to fix everything for him. He went off happily to play with his brother. That night, he gave the broken pieces to his daddy, and he went to bed confident that in the morning it would be fixed. But after a while, Tita's husband came to her and said, I just can't get the pieces together this time. Some of the parts are just too broken. So her husband, who is clever with his hands, decided to create a new toy. He worked away at it and glued the parts in different ways to make a different toy. In the morning, he proudly gave it to their son. But Dad, he said, this is not what my toy looked like before. I don't like this one. It's different. And the tears began to well in his eyes. His father explained to him that it was now a new toy made from the pieces of the old broken one. He told him how he tried to fix it, but this time it just would not fit together as it had always done before. Their son was not very convinced, but took the toy and, looking it over carefully, went into his room. The new toy sat on his shelf for a few days, but then he began playing with it. Soon he began to smile. This is just like having a new toy. It's different. I like it.
Isn't this a great story? Tita's husband must be very clever to make a new toy from the old one. And I can just imagine her son's face when his daddy gave him that new toy. It was not what he expected. But I like the ending, when her son decided that he really liked that new toy after all.
You know, I have a reason for telling this story. In life, our relationships are very valuable and precious. But like Tita's son's toy, they can get damaged or broken. Nobody wants to have a broken friendship, or a broken marriage, or a bad relationship with a child or a loved one. But we all make mistakes at times, and we hurt other people, or we get hurt. Have you ever been hurt? Have you ever hurt someone you love? Sadly, I have to admit that I have. I know that sometimes I've said or done things that have hurt people I love. I may not have meant to cause them pain, but the reality is that I have. And other times I've been hurt by other people. I know that I'm not the only one who's had this problem. Perhaps right now you're listening and thinking, Yes, I have in my hands the pieces of a broken relationship with a friend, or my husband, or one of my children, and I don't know if I can fix it. Or maybe it's your own heart that's broken and in pieces, and you feel an enormous pain. You don't know how to put the pieces back together. So what can you do? Do we have to just live with the pain? Or is there a way we can fix broken relationships?
Tammy has just told us the story of Tita's son and his broken toy. And she just told us that in our own lives, we often have broken relationships. I'm sure you know what she's talking about. I know I do. Now she just asked the question, is there a way that we can fix broken relationships, or do we just have to live with the pain? What do you think?
Let me share with you what Tita said she learned. She said, I remember one time when a close friend really hurt me. I felt betrayed and very angry and sad. I was so upset that I thought the best thing was never to see that person again. I felt that my trust in her was broken, so I decided to move on with my life. I wanted to leave the pieces of that broken friendship behind. Unfortunately, this did not work very well. I would go to places that kept reminding me of that friendship. There were things in my life that reminded me of her. Trying to pretend that nothing had happened was not the answer. The broken pieces were still there to remind me.
So what did she do about it?
Tita said she learned that first, she had to accept that she had a problem and that she had to deal with it. Ignoring it was not going to make her pain go away. She said, I realized that I had to have the courage to speak to the person who had hurt me. Have you ever had to do that? It's scary, isn't it? You don't know how the other person is going to react, but she knew she had to do it.
Oh, I know how scary that must have been for her. How did the other person react?
It was hard because she didn't think that she'd done anything wrong. This, of course, made Tita feel more hurt and broken. She said, I tried even harder to convince myself that I would be all right, that I could forget all about this and move on with my life. But the pain and anger in my heart would not go away. It would flare up when I least expected it. This was not doing me any good, so I needed to do something. She knew she had to forgive her friend. Even if this felt almost impossible, it took Tita a lot of courage to forgive her because her friend would not accept that she had done anything to hurt her.
This must have been so hard for her. What happened next?
Well, this is what she said. I had to ask God to help me forgive her. I couldn't do it on my own. And you know, when I did forgive her, I felt as if a heavy weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I was free again.
You know, it's wonderful that she had that weight lifted. And I know she was relieved to feel free again. But what about that broken relationship? Was it ever mended?
Well, remember her son's broken toy? It was fixed, but now it had a different shape. Tita said, our friendship also changed after that experience. It was not the same. I couldn't really trust her not to hurt me again. So I could not enjoy her friendship as I did before. This was a very sad time for me. She had been a special person in my life, and I missed her friendship. Have you ever experienced something like this?
Tammy has been telling us about Tita's broken relationship with her friend. She asked God to help her to forgive her friend, and he did. She said she felt free, as if a heavy weight had been lifted off of her shoulders. But like her son's toy, her friendship was different now. She felt she couldn't trust her friend not to hurt her again. I wonder, do you know how that feels? Let's find out more about how God helped Tita with her friend. Tammy, tell us what Tita said.
Tita said, "I tried to tell myself that I had forgiven my friend and time would help me to forget all about her friendship. I did not want these painful memories, but nothing I did would take the pain away. It was so frustrating. I knew that I had honestly forgiven her, but every time I bumped into her, the pain and sad memories would rush back into my mind. People say, forgive and forget, but this seemed impossible to do. One day, as I was chatting to another very wise friend about this problem, I said, 'You know, I wish I could get rid of the sad feelings and pain. I have done everything I can do, but the pain is still there. Why can't I forget all this and move on?' My dear friend looked me in the eye and said, 'Tita, have you asked Jesus to heal your broken heart?' As soon as she said that, I realized she was right. I had been very busy trying to mend my broken heart and my pain all by myself. And that was the problem. I had not asked for the help of Jesus."
Now, I can almost hear you asking, what did she mean by that? Let me explain. I want you to imagine yourself holding a piece of broken glass in your hand. Can you see it in your mind? It has sharp edges, and if you don't handle it carefully, you can easily cut yourself with it. We live in a world where good and bad things happen to all of us. When something really bad happens to a person, their heart breaks and becomes like that sharp-edged piece of glass. And this can happen many times. And they go through life hurting other people because of the sharp edges on their broken hearts. When we're broken, we feel angry or sad, and we're less likely to be nice to other people.
Can you see how this can happen? If, for whatever reason, we have broken, sharp edges in our hearts, we will hurt other people even if we don't mean to, or they will hurt us even if they don't mean to. Tita came to realize that her friend did not mean to hurt her. Her friend was acting out of her brokenness. Her heart had been broken and had sharp edges that were hurting her. She could still feel the pain.
So, what should we do about the broken and sharp edges of our hearts?
Well, the good news is that Jesus has the power to heal our broken hearts. One day when Jesus, the Son of God, was teaching a group of men, he said, "The Spirit of God is upon me, because God anointed me to preach the good news to the poor and to heal the heartbroken." This is the exciting part for you and for me. Jesus knew that we would live in a world where there is good and evil. He knew we would experience pain and hurt and sadness, because while he lived on earth, he experienced pain and hurt and sadness. One time, his dear friend Lazarus died, and Jesus wept. Yes, Jesus experienced sadness. His closest friends ran away and hid when he was arrested. He must have felt betrayed and hurt. He understands our pain and our hurts and our sadness, and he has the power to completely heal our broken hearts.
Perhaps your heart is broken because your husband has left you. Perhaps you've lost a child and feel that you will never recover from this pain. Or could it be that you've been abused by someone that you trusted? The pain is so big that your heart is broken in so many pieces that nothing you do can fix it. Well, dear friend, I have more good news for you. Even though we do wrong things and we all deserve punishment, Jesus came to take that punishment for us. That's why he died on the cross. So the first step for you is to invite Jesus into your life. He's waiting for you. He longs to help you, but he will wait until you open the door of your broken heart to him. If you have not done this yet, I would like to invite you to say a simple prayer with me. Would you like to pray to him right now? Jesus, my heart is broken. I am suffering and need your help. Thank you for dying on the cross to take the punishment for me. Please come into my life and heal me. I accept that I can't do this on my own. Amen. Once Jesus is part of your life, he is the one who has the power to begin smoothing those broken, sharp edges. And do you know he can put all the broken pieces back together again and in the right places? If you have prayed that prayer with us today, we would love to hear from you. Or if you would like us to pray for you, you can write us in care of this station or at Women of Hope.
Before we go, let me tell you the end of the story. Tita said that when she allowed Jesus to heal the broken relationship with her friend, he made it into something different. It was even better than it had been before. Their friendship became stronger. They both still had the memories of the past hurts, but the pain gradually disappeared. Those memories helped them to become better friends. They knew they would still make mistakes, but they learned to talk about things. They learned to understand each other. They learned to forgive each other and move on. Tita said, "The new shape of our relationship is so much better than the original one. I love this friend now more than ever, just as my son loved his toy when it was glued into a different shape."
Remember, if you have a broken heart or a broken relationship, make sure that you bring all the pieces to Jesus. He is the expert at healing our broken hearts. Let him take away your pain and replace it with his love. It's time for us to go now, but we'll be back again soon. Have a wonderful week, and God bless you.
You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.